Tuesday morning. We've got Jessica Eby in from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Good morning.
Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well out there. You know, probably only half of your listeners got the Good Night, John Boy.
Yeah, thing, I know. You know. Yeah, exactly. Although if you watch Cozy TV.
I know. I'm kind of dating myself, too, that I actually know what that means. Yeah. So, but yeah, I had a laugh when you said that. So, so we're just still trucking along and dealing with this virus. So we are close to visitors right now in our facility. And I heard you talk about the case count has gone up. Yeah. Just a little bit ago before I came here. And yes, it has gone up, and it's gone up so fast and so much that we are doing twice a week testing for our staff in our facility. And we do once a week resident testing. So we do a lot of testing in our facility. It takes up a lot of time. So we're doing that a lot in our facility right now, just to making sure everybody's safe.
Right. But again, we want to stress right now, closed to visitors due to the dial.
The dial. Yeah. Yep. We're closed to visitors. Yes. Due to the dial right now. So we are not accepting any visitors. We are trying to keep things fun, though, and light in our facility. So we are doing like a wacky day this week on Thursday. And we're getting some pizza, and we're having a pizza party. We've done some van rides, socially distanced van rides. So basically, we take one resident out at a time, unless they're a couple, and we then take them around and let them see the harvest and the corn and what's going on. So they've been enjoying those van rides, and we've been getting some people out of the facility before it gets too cold and snow and windy. So we're not going to be having trick or treaters, of course, this year, but we are toying with some like a trick or treat parade outside the window go around the facility and around the assisted living. So just kind of stay tuned for that, and probably a certain time that we'll do that. We'll treat our trick-or-treaters well, but we just won't let them we won't let them come into the facility. Right. So we'll come up with something fun, and we do want our residents to see all those fun costumes and kids dressed up, and we want to keep things going as much as we can as possible. So we will do something along those lines. We still are doing our full activity schedule as well. So we're having our monthly birthday party, and we're having salon time with our activity director, Sheena. We're doing, like I said, some van rides, some manicures. So we're still full activity schedule, as you can see, Scott, and we're keeping our residents busy in our facility as much as we possibly can. So just keeping everybody as we can too. So I would like to welcome our new director of nursing. She comes to us from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Her name is Jody Fredrickson, and she just joined our team about 2 weeks ago. She's probably about a week and a half in, actually. And so we want to welcome her to Atkinson and to the area. So she's really enjoying being here. She's from a smaller town, so she likes the small town atmosphere, and she says she's felt very welcomed into both communities. And so we just want to welcome her to our area. We also want to send out condolences to Betty Siebert's family. Betty was in our assisted living facility, and she did pass away over the weekend. And I just want to send condolences out to her family. She was one of probably one of the first people I met when I moved to Atkinson. She was my next door neighbor when I moved to Atkinson years ago. So she touches my heart deeply, and I will really miss her and seeing her smiling face each day she comes over for rehab and comes to the facility for parties and things. So we'll miss her greatly. We do have some openings for our assisted living and our nursing home, so both. And they're online, www.good-sam.com, and you search careers and go to Atkinson. And we have some cook position open. We have an evening CNA position open, and we have a night universal worker at the assisted living open. So if you want to check those positions out, or if you have any questions, feel free to call myself or Jenny Campbell over at the assisted living. She's my manager over there. And she would be happy to explain the position and what that entails and hours and all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
You bet. And Jessica, for those family members, I know you've probably been in contact, obviously, with family members, residents there. But the process. If they want to communicate with their mother or their dad or grandma or grandpa, they just call the...
Just call the facility. We can do FaceTime. We can do calls. We can do window visits. Yes, just call. I think the best thing, too, is just to write. There's a quick notes that we use, and a lot of families use quick notes. They can send pictures and cards that way through our quick note system. If you have any questions, just call Sheena or Christy at the facility. They'd be happy to talk you through how to do quick notes. But, you know, snail mail cards letters are just as good, and they love those just as much. So just ask that you keep in touch with our residents right now. And they love to see pictures and cards, and just so they, you know, everybody, they're thinking about them, and especially this time of uncertainty and what's going on. So, yeah, they would be greatly appreciated. And then also just want to give a shout out again to my assisted living. I know I mentioned this last month, but in case you weren't listening, we did receive a bronze award for our assisted living. And we got our big plaque the other day, and it is really nice and big. And looks very nice. And just want to give a shout out again to the staff at the assisted living who put in all that hard work to earn that award. So, I just want to give a shout out to them again. And we did get them jackets, too. So we all get like this cool jacket to wear around to kind of advertise our award. So we're excited about getting those, too. But, yeah, a lot of it, still exciting things going on. I know it's a different environment, but like I said, our residents are staying well and they're pretty happy, and we're keeping them busy. So if you just want to drop us a card or a line, we'd be happy to hear from anyone, and let us know how you're doing, and just let us know that you're thinking of us.
You bet. Everybody be safe.
Yeah, and everybody be safe and wear your mask, please.
There you go.
Please, please, please. And wear them out in public, and just keep everybody safe as much as possible.
All right, Jessica. Anything else this morning?
Flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
Get your flu shots. Yes, flu shots. Make sure you get your flu shots.
Plenty of opportunities around. All the clinics are doing it. North Central District Health Department's doing it, so you can get them anywhere. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure you get your flu shot and stay safe this flu season. It's now it's more important than ever, I think. So make sure you get those.
All right, Jessica, have a great week.
Scott, yes.
Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.